best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight!
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall!
It's out of here! It's out of here!
Got the distance, doesn't have the accuracy.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Monday, November 10th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Fantastic Monday. Just a great, great Monday. The weather is alarming, but I felt prepared for it, so I almost feel like I conquered that. So, like, one for one, you know? Like, I was not taken aback when it was 30 degrees cooler this morning than it was yesterday morning. That was great. I feel like I accomplished everything I needed to do by 8 a.m. this morning. Love to have you get in with us today. 654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627. On the phones or on the Adams Co. Roofing text line. Great to be joined today, as per usual, by Ben Milstead on a Monday. How are you, sir?
Quack, I'm fine on this Monday. Fine, fine, fine. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah,
we're both fine. I would say fine. It's just, you know, adequate. Adequate. We both were saying, like, we're tired. Like, I don't remember. My wife and I both were in bed before 9 o'clock last night.
There's some kind of little bug going around. And, for you know, Mickey had it one day last week. It's not enough to keep you down, but I started feeling kind of odd Friday night during the basketball game. Then Saturday was sort of off and on, and yesterday was just a sleep fest. Like, I woke up long enough to go back to bed. But, hey, fine today. Glad to be here. Feeling good.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. My wife and I both had – it was weird. It was like, yeah, we described the same thing. It was like bad enough that you just didn't feel right, but it was not bad enough to keep you from doing it. No fever, no anything. And, like, Hollis had a fever over the weekend, so we kind of had to manage that. It was weird. Mm-hmm. I went to the gym this morning for 20 minutes, 2-0, and I was like, this feels good. I'm good. I haven't been in a couple weeks because of either her being sick or me just not feeling right, or, you know, Tigers for Tatas, working games, that kind of stuff. So it was nice to do that, but, boy, I felt the
20 minutes, though.
That's it. That's it.
In your gym in Greenville?
It is, yeah.
So you drove hour and a half round trip for a 20-minute
for
gym?
For 20 minutes, yeah. Felt good, Ben. Felt good. Not efficient. Not a great use of time, but
Have you ever thought about just putting like some dumbbells in your car while you're driving down the road?
Just get a head start in case traffic's bad.
Don't mind me, just doing these curls.
You know what? You're laughing about that. I'm thinking about doing it. I got some 20s in the garage that would be great, just sitting in easily. Just like sitting on 123.
Waiting on the train to go by.
Just pump out 10 and 10. Just pump out 10 and 10, three sets.
There you go.
Man, I love where your head's at, man. This is people helping people. This is great stuff.
Just drive around the neighborhood for an hour and a half.
It's a beautiful thing.
You don't
thing.
Have to drive to Greenville, man.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk a lot about Clemson and Florida State today, of course.
Texter says, we won a Power 4 game at home for the first time in over a year, and you're just fine? You know, that's a fair point.
But, yeah.
I would – my argument back would be, if they would have lost, I would not be fine today.
There are lots of folks from other fan bases who are real puzzled about Clemson's response, just the response of Clemson. Like, I've seen a lot of Clemson people responding to other people wondering why Clemson's so happy. And I want to be like, are you aware of what's going on here? Have you been paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure the people earn the right to celebrate any old win against anybody.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, any old win. With that in mind, Ben Milstead, what was the best thing that you saw this weekend?
I love you. Love some of our textures. Love you all. The best thing... I'm going to give you a couple of honorable mentions, Quok, and then I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
And I hope I'm not stealing any of yours. Not on anybody's radar, but I find things like this just so entertaining. UConn men's basketball was up 64-17 at halftime of a Division I contest Friday night. That's not the best thing I saw. Dominique Wilkins was a NBA childhood hero of mine. Loved Dominique Wilkins. Got to see him in the old Omni back in the day. His son plays for Georgia now. Son's name is Jake, I believe. Does a windmill dunk in their last game in honor of dad. That was not the best thing. Although that was pretty awesome. A lot of days, that would have been the best thing. You know, the best thing was Fernando Mendoza was not great for much of Indiana's come-from-behind win against Penn State. And I told you last week that people were going to hold Indiana under a microscope because you're just dying to find something wrong with them. They went from nothing to seemingly elite overnight, and that freaks us all out. So we're, you know, much of that game, the social media world's like, see, I told you, they're going to go to Happy Valley and lose to a bad Penn State team. See, I told you they're not good. They got warts, like everybody. And Mendoza was not good for much of that game. And argument could be made they should have lost. But you know what? Sometimes elite teams... The reason they are elite because they have a bad day and they win anyway. Case in point, the final drive, minute 51 to go, Mendoza turns into a seemingly Heisman front runner. Like, he puts on the – it really reminded me of some Deshaun Watson drives back in the day. And then he throws what – I know we live in the moment. I live in the moment. Omar Cooper Jr.'s double toe tap in the back of the end zone to win the game might be the best toe tap I have ever seen. Ever. It might be the best toe tap I've ever seen.
You know, I have a couple thoughts on that play. One is, I was thinking about it. I don't actually know how his left foot came down before his right foot. I don't know physically how you are doing that. The second thing is, the official, I know he's right there, the official getting that call correct, even though I don't know how he got his left foot down before his right foot, is remarkable. Like, the fact that they reviewed it and upheld it instead of having to go to review, and because it feels like the best plays that we see right now, the officials are like, no way that's a catch, or no way that's a great play. And then we end up having to add it back to the ledger of great plays because on the field it was called nothing. The fact that the official called it a touchdown, even though you think the whole time that there's no way he came down with this inbounds. I love both of those aspects of that play.
I actually put it in my notes to mention the referee, that all the conversations that we had on officiating last week, every now and then they get an incredibly difficult call correct, and that official was all over it. All over it. He's in the right position. He makes the right call. Your mind would tell you that there's no way that he could get a toe down. It'd be very easy to call that out of bounds. It'd be very easy to call that out of bounds. But he got it right. So I did want to mention that. That was by far and away the best thing that I saw. That far and away in terms of a play. So that's the best play that I saw all week. The best thing that I saw all week was the crowd in Death Valley Saturday night.
Yep.
That for a couple hours there, they showed up and pretended, they convinced themselves that this was a couple of one-loss teams battling. They convinced themselves this was a top 10 matchup, and they cheered as such. And it was just an elite environment Saturday night. So I told you last week, we've got to stop focusing on the couple thousand people that don't show up and focus on the 70-plus that do. And, man, they showed up big.
It was a great environment. The best thing I saw this weekend, I was going to say one of two things, either the catch in the Indiana game, which was for a team that really struggled, particularly in that situation, Fernando Mendoza's safety blanket is Elijah Surratt, who was unavailable with an injury last Saturday. So that, like, already Indiana doesn't have the best receiver. The second best receiver is Omar Cooper Jr. That's it. And Omar Cooper Jr. is the one that taps the toe. But the fact that it's not the best receiver on your team that makes that play, it goes into Ben's bucket of, these are the reasons that you're elite. This is the reason that you're elite. All right? So that's number one. Number two, I loved pregame Death Valley. The lights with the script Tigers and the way they did running down the hill, I thought it was the best pregame I've seen in years.
And the LED lights in sync on the band, something new. Yeah, I mean, the only thing missing was indeed two top 10 teams.
Yeah. I mean, it
the environment was there, the teams not so much, but yeah, as environments go, that was up there, man. It really was, and it caught me off guard.
I truly didn't know what was happening when I look out there. And, you know, there's a rhythm to pregame pretty much all the time where, you know, the teams leave and you're getting ready to go. And, you know, there's a couple minutes on the field and then the band comes out and all this stuff. Well, I look out and I'm expecting the band to be coming out any minute. And it's just the paw is lit up in midfield and there's just a ring of rally cat. Like, I don't know who it's up. There's just a ring of people. I'm like, this is some sort of a ritual that we're doing on the field. Like, we're pulling out all the stops right now. We're making this very special to the point that I'm expecting to see the band. And instead, we just have lights outlining the paw at midfield. And then when the band came out and they had the LED lights going, I was like, oh my gosh, this is neat. And like, that's one of those things, pretty cool. I did not hear a word about this. Like, that's a totally unique thing that Clemson did. never been done. I'm sure somebody did it somewhere. Never been done here, to my recollection. And I just thought it was great. The crowd was electrified, and the opening drive going down, two-point conversion, getting off the field, the first defensive drive, like, that was big. That was important. But the crowd did. The crowd treated it like a big game. And honestly, if we're being honest, the crowd treated it like a bigger game than it was.
Right.
And that, in a year where the narrative has been, sometimes fairly, sometimes unfairly, the narrative has been fans versus Dabo, people are tired, fire, 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 bench, 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 demote, 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 rip it to the studs, nobody cares, nobody's watching, let's move on to next year. The fact that there were 80,000 people invested in what happened now, this year, with this team, in that game, was cool. And I'm not sure it was particularly expected. So I'll agree, that was the best thing I saw this weekend, was how the game started and the way that the crowd was engaged in the action. Awesome. Students showed up, great job. I always look at the corners of the upper deck to I am the one that counts the couple thousand that didn't show just to see. They were full. I expected a crowd kind of like Boston College, to be honest with you, with a few thousand empty seats. There were not a lot of empty seats in the stadium. It was great. It was awesome. All right, 654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627. Like to join us on the phones or on the Adams Roofing text line. Sure. Our number one continues. We'll go to the phones, as a matter of fact, when we return for more Out of Bounds coming up.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time, it's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
At Ingles, we know that Thanksgiving is the ultimate event for the foodies in your life. And we have all the fixings and trimmings for a totally tasty turkey day. From fresh, local produce to the best meat in town to ready-made deliciousness from the Ingles Deli, we have what you need to feed the whole family. So, from those afternoon appetizers to that midnight turkey sandwich, we got Thanksgiving covered. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for Clemson men's and women's basketball. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly
Hour
clear.
One continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Texter gets in and says, got an underdog lock for you, Quack. Take Jalen Hurts lower than 196.5 passing yards and thank me later. I'm a little gun-shy, I'm not going to lie. I got waxed over the weekend, absolutely waxed on underdog, and it was – a couple of them were foreseeable. A couple of them were just bad breaks. Like, a couple guys, like, get hurt and things like that late in a game. Ugh. It was one of those things. But I watched a lot of football that I wouldn't have otherwise watched, college and NFL, thanks to Underdog. And I will have some plays tonight because it just makes it more fun when you're watching Monday Night Football with the Eagles and the Packers. And you've got a little skin in the game. You've got a little daily fantasy action. It is the best way to play daily fantasy. You just go higher or lower on your favorite player stats. If you're good enough, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I've been playing a little NBA as well. Did a little of that over the weekend. That was a little better. Did a little better on that. Download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got Steven in Raleigh up first. We're going to roll through some phone calls in this segment. 654-ROAR is the number. You want to join them there. What's up, Steven?
Hey, Quark. Hey, you know, I was there Saturday night, and for me in Death Valley Saturday night, it was very encouraging because if you think about the way the season has gone, it would be very easy for fans just to be like, hey, I'm done. I'm going to go find something else to do. I'll save my money. I'll go to the lake or whatever. They showed up, including myself. It was elite. Death Valley in a situation like that is as good of an atmosphere as anywhere in college, anywhere in the country, Quark. It was amazing. I'm glad y'all talked about that because I think it needs to go, you know, I don't think it needs to go unnoticed about how great of an atmosphere that was Saturday night. And I was there for the LSU game, and that was a great atmosphere, elite atmosphere. It was loud. There were times for the LSU game that I couldn't even hear the guy standing beside me trying to talk to me. But the game itself was just kind of bland. wasn't too exciting. But Saturday night was fantastic. From the band, from the lights, the music, everything. They know how to do it, Qualk, and it's done right.
Steven, I'm glad you had a good time. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
I love that perspective for somebody who was there in the stands. And again, I don't think you can compare it necessarily to the LSU game because that game was just tilted in a way that it would be hard for any other game this year to be tilted given the nature of the season. But I think we expected the game to be tilted. Even leaving the parking lot, Ben, I went tailgating my family for a little bit. Even leaving the parking lot, I thought, in no way did you get the sense that, like, Clemson fans were geared up to give this a big game atmosphere. Like, you saw the parking lot start to fill up, but you just didn't get – there wasn't that, like, energy that accompanies, like, a major, major, major game. Mm-hmm. And what transpired was a major, big game atmosphere.
And, you know, I mean, the atmosphere was, like I said, it was elite. But then the team responded. They did not squander – the fact that people were excited at the beginning of the game and drove straight down the field and scored a touchdown. And then the fake of all fakes on the extra point, and Clay Sweeney scores a 2-point conversion. Maybe.
Hey, by the nose of the football
on the scoreboard, it counted. And I just think that set the tone for the rest of the for the rest of the night.
Let's go to – I'm sure Seminole Ted has a different perspective on it. Let's go to Seminole Ted, who joins us next. What's up, Ted?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, y'all did a real good job of stymieing anything Castellanos wanted to do. You basically stacked the box and dared him to throw it. He didn't have a lot of time. There was times where he did really good, but, you know, he Tommy Turnover shows up and fumbles one, you know, deep in Clemson territory, and then you turn around and go for it on fourth and two inside deep in your own territory. And, you know, just stupid penalties, drop plays. But really, you take over the turnover on downs and the fumble, it could have been a completely different game, but I got to give credit to Clemson Nation. They showed up. They made that place unbearable for Florida State fans. I wasn't there, but they made it unbearable for the team. And like I said, I mean, y'all had a good game plan, and we did not have a good game plan. I don't know why they didn't run the ball more. It's beyond me that they didn't try to get more done on the ground. But that's all I got. I always call win, lose, or draw. I'll bring the receipts. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks very much, Ted. Appreciate the phone call. I agree with Ted there.
I do too. Ted, I felt like I think I turned and told Quark this Saturday night. I felt like I was watching Clemson offense of 2023, where you make some good plays, and then when your quarterback does make a good play, you have bad drops by wide receivers. That was Clemson 2023 offense, and really that's what you look like in that game. Texture said that. There was a texture a second ago said we thank Florida State for all the drops. Yeah, just horrible drops by Florida State that extended or that killed drives, and you know, that you just kept shooting yourself in the foot. I got to admit, I was not sad to see Castellanos shut down, though. And listen, when I watched it again yesterday, there were still way too many mistakes offensively and especially defensively for Clemson. But they made the big plays when they needed to make the big plays. And I did see a little more creativity on the defensive side. I saw a lot more effort, especially from the corners on the defensive side. But again, I mean, there's still a lot of errors there. But you did what you needed to do to win. And there's a lot you could nitpick. I just don't know that we're in a position right now to nitpick. I mean, I'm in really more of a position to just appreciate the win, recognizing I'm not sure that was Clemson's best game of the year. And like I say, it certainly was not Florida State's.
I'm not sure it was Clemson's best game of the month, Ben. I told you I wasn't really going to say that today, but I feel like now you've kind of cracked the door open a little bit for me to say that. I'm not certain that Clemson played better on Saturday than they did against Duke.
I mean, offensively, you did not. Now, Florida State's defense is better than Duke's.
Yes. And it Clemson, what they did against Duke well is they found that Duke was going to load the box and trigger on the run, and so it was a lot of play action and RPO, and they basically hammered Duke on the same thing over and over and over again.
The one thing, comparing those two games, Clemson was bound and determined to take away the run for Florida State, and they did. In large part, they stopped the run, and they thought Castellanos is not good enough passing the ball. Excuse me, to beat us. Darian Mensa was and did. Castellanos was not and did not. So, but I mean, yeah, I give them a lot of credit for stopping the run, and they did what they needed to do in that area, and that got you the W.
Ted said something about the game plan there. And I did think it was interesting. I don't know if it was game plan or if it was a reaction to things that happened in the game. But one of the things that I have been saying, and I've said that Clemson has a role to play in it, and I actually think Clemson played a role on Saturday, is that I was just tired of everybody coming in and playing their best game against Clemson. How many consecutive teams have played their best game of the year in Memorial Stadium? Troy, Syracuse, SMU, Duke. You just show up and you play your best game. There's no mistakes anywhere. Nobody's dropping a pass. Nobody's throwing a bad ball. Clemson's dropping balls, so thank you for that. Dropping interceptions, making the mistakes. Nobody shows up and just plays bad. Nobody. And it was time for somebody. I actually said this in the pregame show. It was time for somebody to show up and play poorly. It was like statistically impossible for every team to show up here and just have the night of their lives. And Florida State, they schemed up some good stuff, and they didn't connect in the biggest moments of the game. I think it was Danzy that got behind on the little slot fade right there, and Castellanos threw the ball to Seneca. You had the wheel route on the 4th-and-2 that would have been a touchdown. It could have been a 280-yard touchdown. There was nobody within a quarter mile of the tight end there. Not a soul. He could have literally run a 5K and no one was touching him. He might have got tired and nobody would have touched him. They dropped the ball. Dropped one of your better players, Randy Pittman Jr., drops the ball. At halftime, I believe I'm right in saying this, 5 carries by the running backs for Florida State. In the game, the running backs had 11 carries, and Tommy Castellanos threw the ball 43 times. That's a game plan for Clemson to win. That's a Florida State game plan for Clemson to win. And we talked about this, that Clemson had been facing prolific passing offenses most of the year, particularly the last 3 games they played at home, teams that wanted to throw the ball. And with the exception of Syracuse, nobody just lined up and ran it on them. But Florida State was going to try to line up and run it on them, and we thought maybe that Florida State would hit some big plays because Clemson would have to devote bodies to that run game. Turned out that didn't really happen for a lot of reasons, and I think some Clemson reasons and some Florida State reasons. Let's go to Drew in Greenwood, who's up with us next. What's up, Drew?
What's up, guys? How are y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, man. I got a couple things I want to talk about. Number one, man, the offensive line has been, you know, you can y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but since seems like since Braden Jacobs has gotten a lot more meaningful snaps, seems like the whole unit has become more cohesive. And man, they're playing like the offensive line that we expected Matt Luke to have, right or wrong?
Yes, I think they tried to, and it looked, it was the early returns were not great on Jacobs just this year. But when they gave him extended run in those two road games, they got him comfortable to the point that Dabo said last week, we're not taking that guy off the field. I mean, he's one of the best five for sure, and I think there is a direct correlation in, particularly in some of the big downs where you have to have it, where you know it's short yardage and you have to have it extend the drive or something, that Braden Jacobs has been a real bright spot and a real presence in that offensive line.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to see what he can do. And you know, another point too, all year just felt like, you know, I've heard comments, you know, Dabo's losing him. Man, it almost gives you a breath of fresh air. All, you know, everything that's going on with the year, as well as the fans and everyone showed up Saturday night, and it seemed like, aside from a couple cases, but it seemed like everybody was playing for Clemson, right? And it didn't seem like there was much individualism going on. Maybe I'm wrong there, but it was kind of reassuring as a lifetime fan to see guys playing the game for the right reason. I mean, the score really wasn't indicative of how it went, right? I mean, it didn't seem like Florida State had a chance all game, you know. And so it's reassuring as a fan to see that there are guys who truly care, like the Tyler Venables and like, you know, Dabo said in the presser when they asked him about Brent joining the sidelines, is maybe there are a few more guys on the roster that care as much as Tyler Venables is.
I think it's a great point, Drew. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. You saw a level of caring in this team that we're looking around the country and teams had disappointing seasons, that there's a quit factor and that people are not playing hard. That you mentioned it, that the team was very physical and dialed in, and I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the matchup, and maybe it's the trying to avoid going 0-4 in ACC play at home for the year and that kind of stuff. But there was a little bit more hair-on-fire attitude, I think, on both sides. A little more edge to Clemson. There was one little skirmish, and Florida State actually got penalized for it late in the game. Colin Griffin got tangled up with one of the Florida State receivers on the Clemson sideline. Griffin got in his face and was really woofing at him, and they both were jawing. The next time down, they were about to fight, like fight. And I thought to myself, you know, this is something that I think fans haven't seen a lot from this team. I'm not saying 15-yard penalties, but just like seeking out. I think they both sort of sought out each other, and then the next play was a run. And they sort of both sought out each other, and they were going at it. And I just thought it was indicative of a team that came willing to do what was necessary to play and win the game. I thought it was awesome. James, we're coming right to you on the other side. 654-ROAR is the number. Before we go to break, I got to tell you about our friends at One Tom Plumber. 24-hour same-day service guaranteed for your clogs, your leaks, your hot water issues, the things that grind the progress of your home, the progress of your business to a screeching halt. It, of course, is One Tom Plumber. Call the plumber. James' number. Clemson grads own and operate at 4 locations. They're in South Carolina, 2 in the upstate, 1 in Anderson, 1 in Greenville. They've got people coming to you right now with that pink plunger logo on the vehicle. Again, call the plumber. James' number, 1 Tom Plumber. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
While we know that plastic vapor seals and dehumidification machines can do a tremendous job protecting the wood in your home, they are not designed to stop enormous amounts of rainwater from penetrating through unsealed foundations. You have to stop or divert the rainwater at its source. With the storm season now upon us, homeowners should be mindful about the many options available for removing rainwater, moisture, and humidity from under their home. Protect your largest investment, your home. Call the professionals at Davis Services today and feel the Davis difference.
Get ready to rock. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour one continues. Out of bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program. So many thoughts on Clemson, Florida State, and the rest of college football today. Love for you to get in on that. 654-ROAR is the number. Before we get to Gamecock James, I want to tell you about Nick Lavery Law. Nick is a great dude. We know that. Like a quarter century. When you say it like that, it sounds like the guy's as old as Methuselah. But Nick is a very young, vibrant fella. You know, like Nick is full of life, okay? But he has been serving Clemson that long, folks. 25 years serving the Clemson community. Nick Lavery and his law firm, they want to work on behalf of you, particularly students. He's got a soft spot in his heart for students who just get jammed up with the law, like an MIP or a DUI or something like that, like a first offense, some sort of traffic violation, and you don't know what to do. You're away from home, your parents are stressed, you're stressed, and it can be a really nerve-wracking experience. Well, Nick wants to take that stress off of your plate in those moments, those pressurized moments. And listen, he does a great job of it. He makes sure that the stress goes away, that you get the representation you deserve. Go by and see him right there behind Mellow Mushroom. Check out all the services that Nick can give you. See if you can set up a free consultation today at nicklaverylaw.com. That's nicklaverylaw.com. Gamecock James joins us next on the phones. Patiently waited through the break. What's up, James?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to the Pickens Lady Blue Flame volleyball team. They won their 18th championship, state championship Saturday. They beat Bishop England 25-16, 25-16, and 25-23.
Wow.
So they have really got a powerhouse over there. They keep it going. So just want to congratulate them on that. My daughter played on the 2013 state championship team there. So that was some fun times, I tell you.
That I tell you what, when I was at Daniel, beating Pickens was the hardest thing in the world to do in volleyball. And we did it a couple times, and yeah, it was huge. She like massive, like as big Daniel, as any football upset.
I think 1 year Daniel beat them twice in the regular season, which was surprising. And then in the playoffs, they got upset by somebody, maybe AC Floor or something like that. I can't remember, but that was the year Pickens won it, I think, 13. But anyway. Those are some fun times. I kind of miss them, but I'm still following them every year. This is back-to-back now. They won last year, too, so they just keep it rolling.
Great stuff. We had a shout-out there. Appreciate the phone call, James. Congrats to Pickens Volleyball. Speaking of volleyball, by the way, we root for our interns, Ben. Clemson Volleyball is on 4-5. They got two wins on the road in the ACC this weekend, both against teams that they're punching up at in the standings in Syracuse and Boston College.
Things,
you know, they lost Kennedy Wagner to the knee injury at Pittsburgh, and they really were unmoored for a couple weeks. And they were playing some weird lineups and trying a bunch of stuff, but it's nice to see them play well. Me and McGrath's having a great season. It's nice to see them playing well.
I mean, we root for our own, you know.
We do, of course. They're going to be, shameless plug, they're going to be in Jervey on Wednesday against Georgia Tech, a rare middle-of-the-week game. Should be fun. Go out and support them.
I'm assuming you're calling that?
I'm not calling that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
You said shameless plug.
I wish. Right? Well, shameless plug for the volleyball. You know. Okay. My wife will be there. All right. A couple things on this game, okay? What are your thoughts on the schematic thing? Because I couldn't figure out during the game. You know, we have ripped Garrett Riley, and so has Dabo. So, nobody's speaking out of turn on this, for abandoning the run and the game plan's heavily skewed pass. I couldn't figure out if it was just, like, calculated and smart for Florida State to throw the ball as much as they did. And even, like, you know, a lot of dropbacks for Florida State, Castellanos is just going to tuck it down and run anyway. But I felt like Clemson did a great job corralling him on those. There was only the one time where he had the 26-yard run where he really got free. All the other times he was bottled up and they made him a passer. But I felt like they dropped him back way too much, and they were way too quick, just in a series of down, like second eight. That should be a rundown for Florida State, the way they run the ball. And it felt like a second and eight, they were just dropping him back and letting it rip.
No, I thought in some ways they simplified things. You know, you saw guys that seemed to be more in position more often. It's funny you mentioned that one long run, though. That one's eating me up. Because there were defensive players on one side that had no clue what the call was. No clue whatsoever. They had their hands up, and you have two take the same gap, and he bounces it outside, and he's gone. And I'm like, that can't be happening. Can't be happening at this point in the season. And when you see it happen, you know, use those timeouts. That's what they're there for. But again, that's one play in a long game.
He's going to get free one time.
Yeah.
You know,
I hate it. I hate it when you give up a play that you know from the sitting in the stands, you know that that there's confusion on the defensive side and you don't call timeout. That just bothers me. You just get beat, you get beat.
I went and found that particular play because we saw the same thing. And, in fact, we may have talked about this after the play. Jaheim Lawson, you can see Jaheim Lawson is sort of like crossing his hands, and he's looking across the formation. He's crossing his hands. There's other people that don't know what the play is. If you look, Lawson and Helt, I think, were supposed to twist, where the D tackles are sort of pushing out, and Lawson and Helt twist. Now, when you twist the way that they did, I think the idea is you're just sort of supposed to contain the gaps You're not letting him get free, but you're going to get your hands up if he puts the ball in the air. Like, it's a little bit of a spy situation. The problem is that I feel like, and again, I could be wrong, but because they might not have been running the same play. If people don't know the play, then who knows what they were doing. It felt like Will Helt just completely overran his gap, where he's like on the other side of the center running into Lawson, and that was the gap that that Castellano shot through. And the reason I say that is because there was no spy. There was no spy. There was no underneath coverage at all. That was man free underneath, and that entire middle of the field was completely unoccupied. And so I'm thinking, well, why in the world would you call a five-man pressure without a spy anywhere? And I think the twisters were supposed to be the spies on that play.
Yeah, and I do like, you know, I do like this formation they're running more often than not now, where you're bringing basically everybody the line of scrimmage, and you know somebody's dropping. Just the offense doesn't know who's dropping, and they're doing it. And I feel like that's effective. It also, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think I saw some like single high stuff out there. There was one time, I don't know who the safety was. I swear he ran 30 yards backwards.
Oh yeah, dead sprint. Like,
there's no chance you're beating us over the top.
Well, I mean, I'm sure.
So there were some. You saw a couple of corner blitzes that were really effective in this one. There was some new wrinkles, but yet it wasn't overly complicated. But right now, it's not a matter of being complex or simple. It's just a matter of executing the play properly. And I felt like they executed more in this game on the defensive side than they have been doing.
I'm shocked that Florida State, and I understand what I'm gonna say sounds ridiculous. Because Deuce Robinson had 9 catches for a 124, and he was targeted 14 times.
That dude's a baller.
Should he not have had 200 yards in this game, though? Like, when in doubt, just throw it up. Just throw it to him. Back shoulder. Just throw it up. I felt like they could have done that 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 more times in a game, where Clemson did have a lot of man coverage on the outside, cover 1, cover 3 type stuff. And I just felt like instead of Castellanos, you know, chucking it to whoever up, you know, between the hashes, and sometimes, you know, sometimes hitting, sometimes not, that just throw the ball in the zip code with that guy and let him go catch it. I felt like they didn't really give him a chance to, like, basically box out and make catches all that much. I thought that would be a big part of their game plan. When I saw the types of coverages that Clemson was running, I was like, they're just going to throw back shoulders to this guy. And it didn't happen. I was actually surprised. Gus Malzahn is not known for having a complicated passing scheme, which is kind of why I thought that. Well, they're just going to run back shoulders and 9 routes, and that's all they're going to do down the sideline if they're not running it.
Well, you got to have a quarterback that can throw accurately to that, and it was not Tommy's best night.
I did not remember Brad Klontz being the inspiration for Tommy Castellanos. I mean, go back and look. My man is straight up submarining, like, just like 8-yard stop routes. He's look, old Braves fans gonna know. A couple times I'm looking at him going, "Hey man, you can at least be parallel with the ground when you throw it. You don't have to scrape the grass when you throw the ball." It's kind of bizarre. Like I've watched him for years at Boston College and now at Florida State, and I just was taken aback how many times he just was submarining the ball, just laying that arm out there. Maybe he's been doing it, and it showed up more in person, but there was one time he was rolling right, and I was like, oh, my Lord, that's Brad Klontz. That's Brad Klontz checking that sucker.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's 2023 Cade Klubnik throwing the ball. The one throwaway that ended up being intentional grounding, I believe.
Yeah.
They,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know, where it looks more like a grenade. That's Cade 2 years ago. I'm telling you.
Or this
that's
year.
Clemson's. Well, he's done it.
Didn't Cade do it a couple times Saturday? At least once.
Yeah, maybe so.
But you're right. He hasn't done it nearly as much. You know, we're talking about the pressure here. We got about a minute left in this. I don't think that Florida State's offensive line is the worst unit that Clemson's faced this year. I think they're actually not bad.
I don't think they're definitely not the worst.
But Clemson folded that unit. Like, they just folded the tent on Castellanos a number. There were six sacks in the game, and some of the non-sacks, it was like, well, no pocket ever. You know, scramble out, get out after a three-step drop because there's no pocket ever. It was the first time all year I felt Clemson consistently disrupted the quarterback's feet. And when you're doing that, when he's having to bail quickly, guess what you also can do? You can effectively spy because your spy's not thinking, well, maybe I should just go in coverage right now. Your spy's just triggering, automatically triggering down. I felt like that part of the game, the pass rush and the spying and using the second-level defenders to chase Castellanos, I did not expect Clemson to execute that part of the game plan. I just did not. You know it's got to be in there, but I did not expect Clemson to do that well. And I felt like they did it well pretty much the whole game.
As we go to break here, a little breaking news in the NFL. The Giants have fired Brian Daboll after their 24-20 loss to the Bears yesterday. Stop me when you've heard this before. They had the game won and then gave up a final drive, and that was it. So.
Just the second team since the
– sounds a lot like the Falcons.
Oh, man. We need to talk about that today. Second team since the AFC-NFC or AFL-NFL merger to give up two double-digit leads with under 4 minutes left. Second time it's ever happened. Hour two is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. This Veterans Day holiday, we are saluting all our faithful Americans who have served this country and putting on the sale of the year while we're at it. Sectionals as low as $10.99, lift chairs starting at just $6.99, and even a queen-size mattress for just $2.99. Plus, with no interest financing for up to 2 years, there's never been a better time. That's only at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. Highway 123 bypass and Easley, open Monday through Saturday.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms.